again, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. I'm inviting you to stay tuned today for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF, your hometown radio station. And if you're listening by computer as WMAF streams through the World Wide Web, anywhere in the United States of America and anywhere in the world, we welcome you to this broadcast. And if you have downloaded this particular teaching from our website, we welcome you today. And we do pray to all of you, for all of you, that this broadcast will be a very special blessing today. That it will be a challenge, that God will give us as His children, as His followers, as Christians, a holy incentive to run full out for Jesus. Hallelujah. To find the joy of absolute, full-blown commitment to Jesus Christ, and to know what motivated those early disciples to live for God no matter what. Hallelujah. Amen. And to do it from the heart and to find joy in the journey. Praise the Lord. So don't miss this broadcast today. We believe it's going to be a very special blessing to you and a challenging time in the Word of God. And if you're not a Christian today, we especially invite you to stay tuned that you might understand what is motivating our Christian life, what causes us to love Him like we love Him and to serve Him like we serve Him. So please stay tuned today. Be our special guest as God challenges us. Maybe you will begin to understand what is in this faith that causes people to go to church on Sunday, amen, to serve God on Monday, and to live for Jesus Christ. Friend, we're not giving up anything if we're living a full-blown Christian commitment out and walking it out. It is not an empty life, empty of pleasure and empty of fun. It is the real life, praise God, here, an eternal life in the world to come. So please stay tuned today. Amen. I'm going to give you the letters that you can type in. I pastor the Holy Church of God here in Tampa, but if you type in THCOG, it will take you to our website on Google, that big search engine, as they say in computer land. Google it. Just Google it. Just type in THCOG and it will take you to our website, and you're welcome to download recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus, as well as sermons that span all these years of ministry. And you would be so welcome to come, and we would be so blessed if you would. Amen. And let's be challenged together to run the race that is set before us with patience. That's the scripture that we're going to begin this particular subject with, in it to win it. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. Listen carefully today. Know ye that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it for a corruptible crown, but we for an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. Now, I heard a story out of Africa that I want to share with you real quick before we begin commenting on these verses of Scripture. Someone has said in Africa last night, a lion and a gazelle went to sleep. At sunrise, the gazelle must awake ready to run full out. If he doesn't, he's going to be a meal for the lion. And the lion must awake ready to run full out, or else he will starve to death. When the sun rises in Africa, whether you are a lion or a gazelle, you must wake up ready to run full out. That's what Paul is talking about right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He's talking about running full out for the Lord. Amen. There's something in that kind of commitment and that kind of persistence and that kind of perseverance that gives us an energy, not only from our own emotions and focus, but it gives us an energy of the Holy Spirit when we decide that Jesus Christ is worth everything we are and everything that we have. And the greatest purpose of our life is to serve Him and to do the work that has been assigned to us. Praise God. Paul uses the analogy of a race to impress upon Christians the importance of commitment to our Christian walk and the reward that awaits those who persevere. Paul likened our Christian life to a race that we must run and finish in order to be victorious. Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3, listen. Wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. This word patience is the word for perseverance or persistence. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and faint in your own mind. Paul had a resolve to run, and he had a desire that sustained him. And he encourages and challenges us to be like-minded. There was a passionate heart driving the Apostle Paul to run full out for Jesus Christ. Amen. We find that passionate heart in Philippians 3, 13 through 15. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God will reveal even this unto you." Paul had a passionate heart for Jesus Christ. He said it this way. He said, "The love of Christ constraineth me." This love for the Lord and this love that the Lord had shown Paul combined together. God loving Paul and Paul understanding, appreciating, and appropriating the love that held Jesus to the cross and the love that brought grace and forgiveness to one of the chief persecutors of the church and of Christ and of Christians, that he found grace and mercy and forgiveness from this wonderful God. He literally fell in love with Jesus Christ. And he said, "The love of Christ constraineth me." Everything that's motivating me, everything that's moving me to suffer for the sake of the gospel and ultimately to lay down his life as a martyr for the sake of the gospel and to do it with joy. That's an incredible thing when it came time for Paul to be sacrificed for his, be beheaded for the sake of the gospel. You know what he said? He said, "The time of my departure, not my demise, friend, but my departure is at hand, and I'm ready. I'm ready to be offered up." That term offered up puts us back into the old covenant where the drink offering was poured out before the Lord. Paul was literally saying that I'm living my life for the Lord to the degree that I'm willing to pour my life out to the last drop for Jesus Christ. What in the world would cause a man to look at the end of his earthly life as a departure instead of a demise, a victory instead of a defeat? What would motivate him? He said, I fought a good fight. Amen. I've kept the faith. And here's that analogy of the race again. He said, I've finished my course. Literally, I've run the race that was set before me with patience. And I've finished the race. I've crossed the finish line. Amen. My life will be cut off early, but I've accomplished all that God purposed me to do, and I'm going somewhere when I leave here, and I'm going to receive something from God when I get there. That's eternal. Hallelujah. What motivated Paul was a passionate love for Jesus Christ. And he said, that love constraineth me. In the Greek, that word means literally in the English to compel him. The love of Jesus was so compelling, it compelled Paul to give himself totally to the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to find joy in it every step of the way. And this guy, I mean, he was persecuted. He wrote 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament, and he faced persecution at every turn, and yet he lived his life passionately, beautifully, wonderfully, and what a testimony and legacy he left for us to live our life with the same kind of passion, because we serve a worthy God and a worthy Savior. Who am I, the songwriter said, that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer, I may never know why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he would go. For who am I? Oh, a friend of mine, when we begin to grasp the magnitude and the majesty of the love of God, that God would give his only begotten Son, that Jesus Christ, God incarnate, would lay down his life. He said, no man takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. And we just celebrated Easter once again after over 2,000 years of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Friend of mine, that kind of love for people who were proud, arrogant, stubborn, sinful, blaspheming, and yet God commended his love to us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm still overwhelmed when I survey the wondrous cross of Jesus Christ. And the flame of the first love is rekindled every time I receive Holy Communion, and we focus dead on what Jesus did at that cross. His body broken, his blood poured out, his life laid down so that I could be saved, so that I could be forgiven, friends, so that you could be forgiven today. And it causes me to want to serve him with everything I am and everything I have until he either comes or calls me home. Praise God. And this one thing, Paul said, this one thing above everything else, I commit my life to. This one thing I do, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Dr. Arakiv of Cornell University observed that from the moment people decided to concentrate all their energies on a specific objective, they surmounted the most difficult odds. The establishment, he said, of a goal is the key to successful living. And if we bring that over into our Christian faith, not only do we find the energy of being single-minded and making a commitment to a goal in our life, and that is to serve and please God with everything we are and everything that we have because we love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. And we're motivated. That passion motivates us, constrains us, compels us to serve Him to that degree. God adds to that commitment of our heart and life and that passion the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. A lady used to sing in our church years ago about this untiring love and service for Jesus Christ. Praise God. And she used to sing about, I'm in no ways tired. Ain't no ways tired. And I never got tired of hearing that song about not being tired because it challenged me to run with patience the race that is set before us. Way back in the book of Isaiah, it said, in life itself, even young men will falter and faint. Young men with the strength of youth. Someone said one time, it's a shame that that youth is wasted on the young. And I'm finally understanding what that meant. Young people take for granted the energy, the strength that they have. And when you're like me and you're headed for 65 years old, I look back and say, boy, if I knew what I knew now and I was 30 years old again, wow. Wow, what I would do with that energy and that strength. But listen, there is an energy in me at 65. There is a strength in me at 65 because of something the book of Isaiah brought out. He said even young men with all of that strength and energy can become weary, depressed, disillusioned, disappointed, and it can sap the life out of them and cause them to become faint-hearted. But they that wait upon the Lord will mount up with wings as eagles, and they will run and not be weary, and they will walk and not faint. And I'm going to tell you the honest truth today. If you got me out on a basketball court, I could play for a little while. If you got me out on a rag football team, I could play for a little while and maybe look pretty good for about 10 or 15 minutes. Amen. But that's you get deeper into those games, and I'm going to tell you that I would feel my age. But let me tell you something right now. Amen. In my Christian walk, this man inside the man ain't no ways tired. I am motivated to run like I've never run for Jesus. Amen. To preach this gospel as Uncle Bud Robinson. Amen. He was from the mountains. He spoke with a lisp. And he wasn't highly educated, but he was passionate in his commitment to serve the Lord. And God called him to preach the gospel. And he won many, many multitudes to Jesus Christ. With all of those things against him, no eloquence and no education, but he had an anointing and an unction of the Holy Spirit because God added to his passionate love for the Lord and commitment to serve Him, the power of the Holy Spirit. That people would come out to hear this man and laugh at his colloquialisms and laugh at his presentation because of his lisp. And before the sermon was over, many of those same people would come under conviction, would come forward and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Uncle Bud used to say something. He said, and you could hear his passion through these funny little statements he made, but make no mistake about it, this man was deeply in love with Jesus Christ, and God honored that love, and in spite of his handicaps, He allowed him to be a mighty preacher and soul winner. Praise God. Amen. And he said concerning victory over the devil, he said, Lord, help me to hit him as long as I've got a fist, to kick him as long as I've got a foot, to bite him as long as I've got a tooth, and when my teeth fall out, to gum him till I die. Now, you know, that sounds so just a little funny saying, but Uncle Bud Robertson loved Jesus Christ, and in his own personal way, he was making a statement. The love of Jesus Christ is why I want to overcome the world. Love for the Lord is why I want to defeat the enemy of my soul. Love for the Lord is why I want to preach the gospel with everything I am and invest my life in the work of the kingdom of God and to live victoriously. The love of Christ that constrained the Apostle Paul is the same love that compelled Uncle Bud Robinson to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. I believe we need to be motivated by a new zeal and resolve, a new devotion and determination. Otherwise, every little thing will cause us to become weary, and if not corrected, will lead to defeat. Remember the scripture we read? Looking unto Jesus. If we're going to win this race, look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And it's not just looking at him as he multiplied the fish and loaves, or he healed the blind man, or he spoke on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. It's not just looking at the miracles of Jesus. It's looking at the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Consider him that suffered contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your own mind. Ah, friend, that passion that we need is found at the foot of the cross as we look upon the bleeding body of Jesus Christ being tortured to death and murdered for your sin and for mine. Who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would say, not my will, thine for? Listen, I don't know why God loved us like he loved us, but I know that he did because he sent his son. And Jesus hung on that cross, and love for you and me held him there. Make no mistake about it. Roman soldiers, Roman centurions, Roman armies couldn't hold him there. He was God incarnate. Peter tried to defend him when they came to take him. And he said, put up your sword. If my kingdom were of this world, I would call 10,000 angels. If I was looking to this world and doing what anyone else would have done under those circumstances with the power that I have to command the armies of heaven, I would call them to destroy this world. Take me down from and come down off of this cross. Nails did not hold him to the cross. Love for you and me held him to the cross. When he set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem, knowing what they were going to do to him, what awaited him, what compelled him to lay his life down as a lamb, the Bible said of him, dumb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. He could have called for deliverance. He could have called for the destruction of his enemies, but he didn't. He didn't. I love that old song, camp meeting song, that said he didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. Thank God he did. And it's done. It's accomplished. It's finished. Praise the Lord. Everything that needed to be done to save you and me was accomplished at Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. I want to look upon his face. But until he comes, I want to serve him. I want to serve him. I've been a pastor now for going on 38 years serving the Lord. And I am not no ways tired, like the song. Well, really, the song says, I ain't no ways tired. And I feel that deep in my soul today. You know, the devil will do everything he can to take this passion out of us, to cause us to lose heart and to be discouraged and dissuaded from following God's purpose in pursuing that in our life. Praise God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. The mighty Holy Spirit is available to cause that first love to blossom and bloom as we look unto Jesus. I believe the Holy Ghost is going to bring a fresh, new, wonderful, refreshing, amen, in our hearts. And He's going to stimulate through showing us how much God has loved us. Stimulate love for God from us. Hallelujah. He's the mighty go-between. He's the one that comes to testify of Jesus. Jesus said when He comes, He won't speak of Himself. He'll testify of me. We used to sing, "Tell me more. Tell me more about Jesus. More of His love. More of His grace. More of His love my soul can trace. Tell me more. Tell me more about Jesus." That's why we entitled this broadcast, "Let's Talk About Jesus." Because no matter what the subject matter, it all revolves around the centerpiece of the gospel, the central person of the gospel, and that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name that is named, of things in heaven, of things in the earth and beneath the earth, down in the nether world where Satan and his minions try to stop the forward momentum of the gospel and the momentum of every Christian today, and try to keep souls in captive today and hold on to sinners, amen, to the end and take them for his own. I'm telling you, down in that netherworld, they know Jesus Christ is Lord. And my Bible says that every knee will bow of things in heaven, of things in earth one day, and of things beneath the earth, and confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. There is great victory today in Jesus Christ, not only for Christians who commit themselves to follow Him and to run this race with perseverance, but there's victory for you today if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. Amen. You can come out of that prison house today. Amen. You can understand in a moment the love of God. It can be revealed to you. What Jesus did at the cross can cause you to want to know Him today. And the sins that the devil said that you'd have to give up and sacrifice to be a Christian, you wouldn't count them as anything. And by the way, when you give up something for Jesus, it just makes more room for God. God fills those spaces in your life with His presence, with His power, with His love, with His peace, with His joy. I didn't give up anything. I gained everything when I confessed my sins, repented of them, and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I'm going to challenge you today, if you don't know Jesus, to run to the cross, to run to Calvary, amen, to make a spiritual altar right where you are and bow in your heart, even if you're driving your car while you're listening to this, amen, and confess that Jesus is going to be the Lord of your life from this day forward. Praise God. And today, if you're a Christian, and you become bone weary of following the Lord, go back with me to Calvary. Go back with me to the cross. Let's kneel before the one that bled and died for us. Let's consider Him that suffered like that for us. And friend, let's run full out. Let's run with patience the race that's set before us. So we can say with Paul, when all's said and done, I fought a good fight, kept the faith, I finished my course. Oh, we love you today. Would you come back next week and let's talk about Jesus? Leave this world behind.